You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Badu. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takoradi. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this privilege and this opportunity to be here in church to hear your word. I pray that your Holy Spirit will be here with us. Guide us into your truth. Open our eyes that we may see wonderful things out of your word. In Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity and this privilege. And everybody shouted aloud, Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord, and you may be seated. And we continue with Stir It Up. Amen. Say we continue with Stir It Up. And I am excited that there are things that we must stir up. And once we're able to stir up, our lives change. If we're able to stir up these things in our lives change. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, our foundational scripture, 2 Timothy 1, are you there? Verse number 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gifts of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hand. Amen. Amen. Now, there is a gift, or there are gifts in you. But the Bible says that you must stir it up. It says that I'm reminding you. So wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God. It is not a natural gift. So he says that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hand. So contact actually releases spiritual contact. If you are contacted by a spiritual person, spiritual gift can be released into your life. Because when he put his hand on Timothy, he says that, which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. Do you understand it? So, because he's a spiritual person, he knows what happened to him when his hand was laid on Timothy. So he says that, I am reminding you, because there are times you forget. So I am putting you in remembrance that there's a gift in you. So this morning, I'm putting you in remembrance that there's a gift in you. Amen. Now this word, okay, this word is a prophecy for you too. It's a word for you too. The Bible is talking about you. So as you have read this, and as you have seen this, this is your prophecy. This is a word from God to you, that there are gifts in you. It says that the gift of God, which is in thee, you can't even see it with your eyes. Can you see your intestines? Huh? How many of you have seen your brain before? You have heard that you have a brain, but have you seen your brain before? Even something that doctors can see. Doctors can open the head and go into the brain, but you yourself, you have not seen your brain. So the word of God is revealing to you about what is in you. Are you not excited? If you can accept that medical doctors and science says that you have a brain, and therefore you believe it, then why don't you believe the word of God saying that there's a gift in you? There's a gift in you. Hallelujah. So you stir up the gifts. If you don't stir up these gifts, there are so many things about your life that will just be natural. Because these are spiritual gifts. There will be so much naturalness about you that you will be shocked. And it is also a very strong force. The naturalness that is in man. Okay? If there is no spirituality and there's no spiritual gift, that is working in your life, you realize that that strong force and strong power of naturalness now seem to dominate your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Takes over your life. Sleep, hey, sleep will take over you like you are being drowned by the naturalness of sleep. Do you understand what I'm saying? That you can be drowned by the naturalness of sleep. That sleep is good, but now you there, you even want to sleep for 24 hours. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because sleep has now taken over and it drives you so much. That's how it is. That's why the Bible says that you should stir up the gift. Now, it is your responsibility. Tell your neighbor, it is your responsibility to stir up the gift. Say, look, I'm not joking. Say it well. It's not a joke. Did you hear what he said? Did he say it clear enough for you to hear? Or you were talking, so you didn't hear? Say it. He says, say it. When you ask, do you know why sometimes we say, tell your neighbor? When you tell your neighbor, you also tell him yourself. You know, it's important to tell yourself important things. It's also good. Now, I shared with you various things to stir up the lion in you. If you don't stir up the lion in you, when you are supposed to be a lion, you'll be a sheep. Now, a lion and a sheep, they are different. The Bible says that you are a lion. So if you don't stir up the lion part of you, we are supposed to be sheep. We are God's sheep. We are. But the Bible also describes us lions. That's what the Bible says. So if you don't stir up that part of you, then when you must be a lion, you must rise up and fight and press on into the things that you must press on. You will be walking around as sheep. You see, if a lion sees another lion, it's not likely they will attack the lion and eat them, because you're also a lion. But if a lion sees sheep, to come for the sheep. So I'm saying that when you must put on that cloth of a lion to do the things that you ought to do, and you are still walking around as a goat or something, you'll be quenched. And that's why so many things you cannot attain. Do you understand? Spiritual things and spiritual walks and spiritual heights, you can't attain them until you put on, until you stir up, because there is that lion in you. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. You must rise up and become that lion. Amen. Are you understand what I'm saying? Let me just go, because I've preached this. These ones, I've preached them already in some podcasts. You can listen to them. Stir up the eagle in you. If you don't stir, an eagle, do you know an eagle can carry like a goat in the air? Yes. They can. They are very strong. And fly. If you don't stir up that eagle that is in you, what will happen is that you will be a chicken. When you must be flying, you'll be a chicken. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? And they are two different things. Because they all have wings. Or you will just be maybe a bird, one of these birds that you see flying around. But an eagle is a different creature, different bird that flies high altitudes, that flies, you know, when the storm is coming, it will wait for the storm and then glide on storms. So eagles look out for the problem. If a problem is coming its way, then it rather rides and uses the problem and soars above the problem. And I will soar on wings like eagle. What do you think? You will soar. Now that soaring is soaring on problems. Like something that is supposed to kill somebody. You have seen it as an opportunity and you are flying high. Your eagerness is being stirred up this morning in the name of Jesus. Yes. What is meant to be a problem? Eagle. I will soar. You dance to it, but you've not thought about it. And I'll mount up with wings like eagle. Isaiah 40 says, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. The wings that you will mount, the birds that you see, they all have those wings. But the Bible talks about a particular bird called the eagle. The chicken that you have in your house, they also have wings. right? How many of you have eaten chicken before? You've eaten chicken wings. Or you have chicken at home. You even saw one this morning. Now, those wings, they cannot soar like what the eagle does. That's why the Bible says, and I will soar on wings. The song doesn't say, I will soar on wings like the chicken, the hen. No, the wings of the eagle. They look for the problem and they soar above it. Problems exist. But it takes the eagle to see a stormy weather and says that, I'm coming for you. I'm riding on you. I will not be overcome by this problem. I will not be overcome by this challenge. I will overcome by soaring on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Beautiful. So how many of you are going to stir up the eagle in you? Yes. Do you know, let me give you an example. If you want to believe God for healing, okay, it's people who walk in divine healing or divine health. I said divine healing, divine health. They also are attacked by sicknesses, but they overcome it. Because the problem will come to you, to them, but they will believe God and overcome it. I see the eagle in you being stirred up in the name of Jesus. All right, this is just something that I'm just giving you the point. Okay, I preached this. Stir up supernatural gifts. Okay, that's the scripture. If you don't stir up supernatural gifts, you'll be a natural person. You'll feel headache. You will not see miracles. There will be no supernaturalness about. There will be nothing like supernatural you. There will not be. We wouldn't talk about a supernatural part of you. We will only see you. We'll only see your black face, your fair-colored face, your height. Do you understand it? And you will always feel hungry. There's no supernatural gift. So it's in you. Stir it up. Stir it up. Do you understand it? If you don't stir up the supernatural gift in you, and the Bible says that the natural man, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, I think verse 14, okay, the natural man can receive nothing. So there's nothing that you will receive from God because it is just naturalness. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit. You can't receive, you know, spiritual blessings and gifts because you are too natural. Meanwhile, there's a spiritual gift in you, but you have taken on the naturalness. And that is what you will see. That is what you will experience. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Number three. So, how many of you are going to stir up the supernatural gifts in you? Good. Stir up the anointing. The power of God. If you don't stir up the anointing, the power of God on you, okay? If you don't stir that up, do you know what you will have? You will only stir up gym. You have to go to the gym, only the gym, because that's the power you are left with. Hello? Oh, I know you don't understand what I'm saying. I've preached this, but this is another. You see, what I'm mentioning is also a bit. I'm just giving you the headline. If you don't stir up the anointing, you are left with vitamins, multivite, go to the gym, become a built up person. Because you need now natural power. That is what will be working in your life. And then you will need to also embellish yourself. Many people now need natural things. You need to embellish yourself because there's no power of God on you. So you need the power of the flesh, the power of your faith, the power of your beauty. Then that's where, if you don't have the anointing, a lady without the anointing, you will need your breasts to come out. Because you need the power of the breast to work in your favor. Or you don't like it. Do you understand what I'm saying now? You will need that. You need to show that to get attraction because the anointing is not working for you. You need to dress in a certain way. You need to behave in a certain way. That's why you become a lover of money because money is everything. Money. So because there's no anointing that works for you. Stir up the anointing. How many of you are going to stir up the anointing? Stir up the anointing. You must stir up the anointing. We are Christians, so we need the power of God working on our lives. Amen. Say amen. Oh, are you saying a proper amen, my brother, my sister, this morning? Or you are, ask your neighbor, are you still asleep because you think it's early and you are here, but you actually, your soul is actually on your bed. Some of you, your souls are on your bed. But this is your service. This is your church service. This is your major service, kind of your major service for the week. How can you be sitting here with your body and your soul is still lying on bed? Ask your neighbor, it seems like your soul is still lying on bed. Poke your neighbor, because like it looks like you are still asleep. Your emotions are on bed. And you have covered your soul on your bed with a blanket. Cold, it's like it's a bit cold. That's your body sitting here, sir. It's too early. I've not done breakfast. So it's a bit early. Look at you. You need this. And you need your soul here. You need your emotions here. You need your mind here. Hallelujah. That's what it's just headline. Stir up the works. You must stir up works. Look, if you don't stir up works, you will have no works. The work of God. If you don't stir up soul winning, there will be no souls accredited to you. If you don't deposit money at the bank from your salary, if you don't save some, it's like this is what you've done, there will be no money waiting for you in the bank. You can only write a check to withdraw what you have done, what you've deposited. Do you understand it? So if you don't stir up works, the works of God, if you don't get involved with soul winning, get involved with mobilizing people, get involved with the work of God, I must work the works of Him that sent me. If you don't stir up that part of you, there's a part of you that can work for God. Tell somebody there's a part of you that is meant to work for God. Actually, you are meant to work for God, but you need to stir it up. Many people are working only for their children. You work for your children. Look at how you take care of your children. Baby is crying. You are making cocoa for the baby. You do everything. So you say that, this is I'm busy. What are you doing? You are working the works of a child or for your child. Working the works for your husband. You are not working the works for the church and for God. So many people are not working. You are not stirring up works. Jesus said, I must work the works of Him that sent me. I must do that. So you must stir up and become part of what is happening here. Become part of the work of God. Become part of soul winning effort. As we go about mobilizing people, winning souls, putting them on buses and bringing them to church. It's called the work of God. The other things you are doing are works of the children that you have given birth to. Works for your husband or for your wife. That's basically it. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? Stir up the works. Tell somebody, stir up the works. Stir up works. The works of God. You must stir it up. You can't just sit down and come to church. You know, especially young people. I'm talking to young people. I'm not talking to Mama Sawyer, who is 90 years old. I'm talking to young people. You can't just come to church and go back every Sunday. It is one of the tragedies of your life. If you just come to church like you, as you have come to church, like your next Sunday, it's like you just come on Sunday and then You can write it down that it is a tragedy for your life as a Christian to just be born again and that is it. It is a tragedy, I tell you. It's the worst thing that can happen to a Christian. Worst. It's the worst thing that can happen to a Christian. No works. Write it down. What I wrote, I said write it down. If you get to heaven, you can ask God whether it's true or not. That. There's so much you could have done, but you just became born again, and then that was it. No. Hallelujah. So somebody is going to do the works of God. How many of you are going to stir up works? It's one of the worst tragedies of your life. It's just like somebody has had an accident, and you are saying, oh! How many of you have heard something? You said, oh, what happened? Oh! How many of you have done that before? In heaven, as you have become born again and you have retired your mind that you are just a church member and you are just around, heaven is also saying, oh! They are watching. But the Bible says that we are compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses. That's what the Bible says. We are surrounded. There are witnesses here on earth and witnesses in heaven. We are surrounded by witnesses on heaven and on earth. So they are saying, oh, is that all? It's a tragedy. Stir up the works. Somebody stir up the works. Stir up the works. Stir up the works. Stir up the works. The next one, stir up miracles. If you don't stir up miracles, if you don't stir up miracles, the miracle part of you, the miracle part of your life, the miracle part of your ministry, you know, ordinary Christians who are not pastors can have miracles. Yes. And Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Ask your neighbor, where is your devil casting logbook? I've said it here that you should have your miracle logbook. Don, where's your miracle logbook? You were here when I said it. Did you not hear it? Have you written anything in your miracle logbook? Which miracle have you performed since that day? Who have you prayed for? Your husband says, I have headache. He said, you are not taking paracetamol. I'm laying my hand. Have you done that? Don, it seems there's a miracle power in your hand. Hey, it has worked. Where's your miracle logbook? Yes. I'm not joking at all. I have my miracle logbook. I'm teaching. Mama Sawyer, but that's the truth. Jesus said, and these signs, Mark chapter. No problem. These signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. Now, where are your miracles? You see, if you don't stir it up, you will only look and say, oh, wow. But the Holy Spirit is in you. Stir up the gifts of God. Yes. It is so easy to be that natural. I don't need to tell you that stir up the ability to eat, like eat breakfast. You know how to eat. Huh? Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. It's so easy to know how to eat or brush your teeth. To eat. It's natural. It's normal. It's natural. So, but if you don't stir up miracles, you will just know how to eat food. Huh? It's so natural. Look, people don't have sex because they were taught sex. If they come for counselors, they are teaching, they are sitting down, they don't know what they are doing. They are. If the counselor gives them 1 point, they say, there are three others in their minds. No, 1 point about sex. So, if you whatever missionary, this. Oh, there are variations of the missionary in your mind because you have many. Nobody teaches you. So if you don't step, how many of you are understanding what I'm saying? Hallelujah! Now I'm saying that if you don't stir up miracles, you will never. You will just know how to eat, sleep, and do all these things that I'm talking about. No miracle. Hallelujah. Are you understand what I'm saying? I'm going to say, one day, you see, it sounds crazy. Now, the reason why such an example I'm even giving, this is an example I'm just giving to show you that sometimes you need to intentionally do it to test things, to try, and to make incursion into the miraculous. You stir it up. It makes you even do certain things. When I was a student, I did something. I heard that somebody prayed for water to come through a pipe that was, pipeline that had no running water flowing through it. So, Sabah Hall, C block, if you went to the University of Ghana, C block, on that floor, my room was C93. Now, we used to go down in the morning, if you are good, because everybody is bathing, especially at that time. So the water will not even come up. We had polytanks down there, so in the hall, you go down, you fetch your water, you come up. I said, this morning, I won't do it. There was a particular morning, I said, no. I want to stir up my faith. I said, yes. So I went into the washroom. I said, I'm not going to. Whatever. Then I started bathing. I put I laid my hand on the wall that water should flow. You won't believe it, though. You see, I bent my bridges by not going for water. Now, if I have to come out, I have to come out with soap on me. And that sounds a bit crazy, right? Yes. I went in without that. I was in there. I stood there. I remember when I prayed and I stood there. I said, if you don't come, I'm here. You will come. Oh, yes. I was there. And then the water started flowing. Huh. It didn't come the way I wanted it. You see, that's why I say that Elijah's miracle said that the servant said that he saw cloud like the fist of your hand. That's a miracle. So the water started. The water was enough to bathe me and stop the game. That's problem. I finished. Yes. Somebody's stirring up a miracle. You must stir things though. Stir it up. Oh, I remember very well. It doesn't happen every day, but that day I said no. I said I will not. I'm not going anywhere. You must come. I prayed. I said, as I've laid hands according to this scripture, Matthew 16. That's why I remember. But if you are just there, as for eating, you feel like eating. Even the smell of bread will make you feel hungry. The tea bread, paneku, will make you feel hungry. The margarine in it. Stir up the power. Stir up power as well. Hallelujah. Stir up. Stir up. The problem. There are some problems plaguing your life. The reason why when we pray for you, that's not what is wrong. God is saying, you must do it. You must do it. You must do it. Stir it up. Do it. Some fly moon problem, be knee problem, be, you are supposed to maybe lay your hands and believe God. And then you move on. Amen. Are you going to stir it up? All right. Now, there are many things to stir up. Now, this is, but today's message is coming. This is just the first message. All this is on podcast, I believe. All right. If it is not last 2 weeks service or last week's service, it should be one of the services, midweek service or something. Amen? Stir up many things. Now, I'm giving you 3 points. There are so many things to stir up in your life. Otherwise, they remain idle and dormant, although they are in you. That's why Paul says to Timothy, wherefore, or therefore, I am reminding you, wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that you stir up the gifts of God, which is in thee, which is in you. Just like your stomach is in you. Just like your heart is in you. You can't see the gift of God is also in you. But it came by the putting on of my hand, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hand. Wonderful. Stir it up. So there are so many things to stir up for you to have the blessings of God. Now, you must stir up. I'm giving you some 3 points this morning. 3 points. Okay, I think I started preaching on this area last Tuesday. Yes, last week Tuesday. Stir up against idolatry. Idol worship. If you don't stir yourself up, or you are not stirred up against idol worship or idolatry, you will be surprised how you will be okaying idol worship, or how you will be inundated with idol worship around you. So before you realize, you are now swimming in idolatry. Because of the events that are happening around you. Acts chapter 17. Now, Paul was waiting for Silas and Timothy. Okay, so now, the Bible says, 17 verse 16. The Bible says that, now, while Paul waited for them in Athens, listen to this. The Bible says that his spirit was stirred up in him. Stirred up in him. Look at that. His spirit, his own spirit, though, his spirit was stirred in him. Why? Because the Bible says that he saw that the whole city was given to idol worship. Now, when you see evil, what happens to you is important. If you like it, that shows that there's something wrong. Now, if you don't stir yourself up, you will end up liking evil. Yes. Yes. If you don't stir yourself up, that's why you find people are not talking against certain things. Because there are things that you must see and hate and speak and say, no, this is wrong. There are certain things that mustn't happen. This is wrong. Huh? your mother is doing idol worship because you are all interested and you are out there, so we can't talk about it. Say that it is wrong. Your mother is trying to pull you into things you consider idol worship. You cannot accept it. You are Christian. You are different. And you must remain different. There should be no part of your life that is given to idolatry. That you believe that this God is powerful. It's like it's your God and it's powerful. One day I talked to somebody who had gone for a young boy, 19 or 21 years old. And he said he had gone for a God from the north. And the gods are in his room, some small things. They are in his room. And he feeds them. He feeds them. And then I don't know what he does to them. And then people come consulting him. Young boy. You must be stirred in you against idolatry. Where you cannot make any object like a crab and say that's your God. Like a snake or anything. You've gone for a ring. You believe that that's your God. Your belief is in the ring. You've gone for something around your waist. You can't be a Christian and you go about having things placed around your waist on your leg. They give you something you believe in. They've given you a leaf. Believe in this leaf or this leaf. Believe it. It has power. It's a leaf, special leaf. They have created a room for the leaf. You must be stirred up against it. Hey. Amen. Young boys who are giving, people take it like, they take you to places to, you know, get charms to do 419 and then to go for girls. Here they go for, there's charm for girls. Some time ago they told me. For girl, and then for 419, oh, charms, sakawa. You have gone to a God. You believe in that God has the ability to take care of you, to help you. So you've gone to bow down to idol worship. You bow down to somebody who worships an idol, and you're saying that, help me, let your God help me. And then you will come to church on a Sunday. And you like what, you see, you like what they are doing. You like it. And therefore, you end up even going for things from them. Stir up in you a certain hatred against idol worship. You must get angry. Oh, time will not permit me to tell you that that's the Spirit of God. When you hate evil, it's the Spirit of God that has stirred you up. Paul was stirred up because the anointing was on him. He was stirred up. He was stirred up against idol worship. He was just waiting for his brothers. He was waiting for them. His son, Timothy and Silas, they were working with him. He was waiting for them. And then suddenly, he was like, this place is a godless place. When you stay in areas, you must even look out for signs of idol worship. Immorality in the area. You realize, what is happening here? You know, recently, I found myself in two places. I realized that, somewhere, I've forgotten. I realized that, no, this area is different from that area. I realized that this area, everything and the people, the way they dress was so bad. I could sense evil in the atmosphere. Then there was another place. I said, there's a lot of purity and then Holy Spiritness. I said, Holy Spiritness. Yes. Just like you feel the Holy Spirit in church. How many of you feel the Holy Spiritness in church? How many of you have also gone to certain places you can sense that there's a lot of sensualness? Like, you can feel it in your skin. It's like, sensualness. When you see it, you sense it and you see what is happening around, you must hate what is happening. So this is something that is happening here. It's a bad thing. Idol worship. I'm talking about worshiping another God apart from God. Having a tree you bow to. Whether it's a family tree or a personal tree. It is called idolatry. You must be stirred up against idolatry. Hallelujah. Stir up your memory. Paul said that, I think it meet as long as I'm in this tabernacle. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse number 13. To stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Yay! That's what it says. 2 Peter chapter 1, 13. Yea. Yea. 13. I think it's meet. You know, King James has a nice way of presenting things. I think it's meet. As long as I'm in this body, to put you in remembrance. As long as I'm in this tabernacle, that I put you in remembrance. Look at that. Give us another version. As long as I'm in this body, it is necessary for me to remind you. Hey. Keep reminding you as long as I'm alive. As long as I'm. But let's take the King James. All right? To stir you up by. You see, what happens is that people forget things. Now listen to this. People forget things. A lot of people forget things. People forget good that has been done them. Yeah. Now, sometimes I think it's a mistake that we don't remind people the good that has been done them. Some of the basic, I'm not talking about even financial, these are all levels, but one of the things that you shouldn't forget, and one of the reasons why, as a pastor, I need to stir you up by reminding you of the things that have been done for you. And therefore, you must not become a rebel because of the things that have been done for you. You must remember your salvation. You must remember the church that has fed you good things. You come to church, you hear something that makes you more righteous. You see that the Bible says that you are clean by the words that I've spoken to you. The word of God that has come to clean you. You are cleansed by the word. So as you come and I spend time and I'm teaching you, you are cleansed. I am always washing you with God's word. You must remember not to turn and become a rebel and speak negative things against God's church. You don't do that. Remember what the church has done for you. People get married in church. You didn't have the place to get to be put together in holy matrimony. A church and a priest, a pastor comes and then blesses your marriage. You needed the blessing. You needed the blessing. You must remember what the church is and what the church stands for. Don't speak against the church in a certain way. You know, sometimes people speak against the church. They didn't do this. One thing, just one thing, but what about the many things that have been done for you? You must be reminded. That's why, if you've been in church for 15 years, it must have been a good church, generally. Then one day, maybe sometime, they didn't visit you, like you are bored, you are angry. And you speak venom against the church. We will remind you. You must be reminded of the good things. You had a place, beautiful marriage, beautiful wedding ceremony. You put the pictures out there on Facebook. Beautiful. We counseled hours. I remember the couple I counseled. Then right after, hey, I spent hours. I remember because I had other things doing, but it was a crisis situation. Spend time. Why the person turns and then doesn't even remember the time you spent with the person? So much time. That's why a lot of counseling that goes beyond a certain time. Look, it won't work. It doesn't work. A flowing person flows easily and quickly. Oh, I think it's a good idea. But a belligerent person, an opposer, somebody who is already decided against what you are going to say and what you are going to speak, will not appreciate that. That's why we must remind you that, oh, you don't value my time, eh? My time was important. Spend time talking, sharing, talking, counseling, teaching, guiding. You must value it and don't turn and become a rebel. We must value what we have. You know, one of the things that we here in Takrad we should value is this building and the fact that somebody thought about us and said, we must have a church building in Takrad. The founder of the church, our father, the prophet, he thought about this long ago. It's one of the biggest church buildings in this city today. And it is a building that has been here for so many years. Such a beautiful place. Nice. Lights. Whatever. How many people will appreciate this, even just this? And they forget that you had a place, a roof, when it's a service time, you are in a church. Well, how many people will think about building a house for you? Now think about it. A personal, let's say that somebody, if somebody thinks about building a personal house for you, it's not a good thing. How many people will be happy about that? And you know, such a person, oh, you know what I think? That's why men give such things to get girls. Because practically they will just, you know, Ghana girls. Maybe, not only Ghana girls, but I'm using Ghana because we are in Ghana. Girls will come kissing their feet and say, whatever. You're giving me a house, whatever. You want me to do, I will do. If I have to bend 360 degrees backward, I will bend. I mean, there's a house. You have given me a house. You give me a car. Now I'm saying that, what about somebody who has talked about building us? It's for us. As a church building. Let's force and build a church for the people in Takoradi. He thought about us. When was the last time Bishop Dagwood came to stand here to preach? Have you seen him preach here before? He didn't build for himself. He was building for us. Think about it and appreciate it. Oh, it's a good place to clap your hands. Think about this and appreciate even the thought of a building. Wow! It's not easy to build. Oh, you know one of my greatest surprises? There are so many people I have assumed that they are building. You go into it and they don't even have land, or they are now sorting out land. Because you don't know how to buy the land. So you bought the land in the wrong way and they have chopped your money so many times. And you are still buying land in the wrong way and they are still going to chop your money. You can't believe it though. So many people are, and sometimes people have bought, oh, I have one plot of land here. You are growing. You have not started constructing anything. Because you don't understand it. So I'm saying that it is not easy to build. I want you to know that it's not easy to build. Anybody, it's the reason why you are not even nodding your head is because you have not built. And that's why you don't understand my message. That is even sad. There are people who have money. They look good. If you see them, they are looking good. They have money. They have cars. So many people who have cars, they don't have buildings. A lot of hair. People who have posh cars, sometimes they don't have buildings. You'll be shocked. I'm telling you. They are living in a posh rented house. So no, I'm waiting to buy a $1 million house. Or I'll buy a house on the sea. It's true. So I'm saying that the fact that you've not been able to do it, the fact that this has been done so many years ago, we should appreciate it. I'm stirring up your memories so that you don't become a rebel. Don't ever become a rebel against the church, against the man of God who has done something good for you. Many people don't have. You know, a certain remembrance they don't have. Many people don't have. So I'm stirring up your mind. And sometimes you yourself, you must stir up your mind to remember what has been done for you. Remember. Oh, I remember. Remember you came. I remember. I remember things in my life. Yesterday, you know, I went to Winneba, you know, a woman who had been a mother in my life, like at a point. So she was there. Helped the church, helped me. She took us all. She was always around, you know, to help the church, anything. I went to see her. You know, this morning she sent her a thanks for the remembrance. I was even surprised. Thanks for the remembrance. Yes. Thanks for the remembrance that I have remembered her. It's amazing, you know. Many people, and she will sit down and say, many people don't remember. As she's now in this state, many people won't remember. How many people will remember the good that has been done them? That we can't see it on you today. People come around well dressed. So yeah, no, I'm stable, and you need to come this far. You need to have, you know, the ability to see the future. Look at the indices. Take your choice and go for it. Go for the prey. These are the steps. You don't remember that somebody recommended you for that businessman. You said, this is a good person. Somebody did. People don't value that recommendation. Many people don't remember. Many people don't remember. I said, people forget. There's people who are crying. I need a wife. I need a husband. You recommend. There's nobody crying for one. And then they get one. You think that they've gotten another disease, amnesia or something. They don't remember that it was a recommendation. They become so proud. Proud. I was talking to some people. I put them together this way. Because a woman wouldn't accept the proposal. I said, this is a good person. I had to practically. Now, I was talking to them recently. I said, look at them. Look at them. They have forgotten so many things. So many things about this person's life and ministry. I had to. They've forgotten. You don't remember. Hey. Charlie, don't forget. I'm staring you up to remember. Now, don't think about where you are now. Think about the people who have helped you in your life. Think about the church. Think about the pastor. The pastors. Think about the inputs. Think about it. Think about the preachings. You are preaching. The preaching is meant to make your life better. The preaching. We are preaching this so that your life will not be destroyed. Preaching for you to remember things so that you will not be destroyed. But because you are forgetting things, you will be destroyed. You will be destroyed. You become a rebel. It makes you proud. You think that you are a self-made entity. Listen to me. Hey, I am stirring you up to remember. Church, pastor, think about the great people who have helped you in your life. Today you can have food to eat. There was a time it was very bad if you needed food. Think about it. Look at where you are staying. You were not born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You lived in a certain house. As though you don't even know where such houses are located. Because you are now staying in a very nice area. I'm stirring you up to remember. You must remember. Oh, remember. Don't think about now. Now you have a car, you have this, you have this. Nobody can talk about you. I'm stirring you up to remember. Be humble and remember. Be humble and remember. The last point. Are you remembering things? The last point. Stir up your mind. You see, memory is different from the mind. Alright? You see that Paul said that, wherefore I put you in remembrance. Okay, wherefore? I'm putting on remembrance. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3. I put you in remembrance that thou stir up the gifts of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hand. Now, 2 Peter, okay, also gives us a very beautiful scripture. Take 2 Peter chapter number 3. Alright? Now, Paul talks about the mind. Now, this is very important. See that this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. Now, look at that. I stir by this, I'm stirring up your pure mind. Now, the mind must be stirred up. Tell somebody, my mind must be stirred up. Now, let me go back to, so this is 2 Peter chapter 3. Okay, now let's go back to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 3. Now 2 Timothy 1, 6. Stir up the gifts of God which is in thee by the putting of my hand. Now the verse 7 says that. The verse 7 says, for God has not given us. Now we're talking about the gift, right? Hello? We're talking about the gift, right? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of what? Sound mind. Say sound mind. So the mind is a gift. The mind is a gift. The mind is a gift that must be stirred. If you don't stir up the mind and put it to use, you will not benefit from the mind. Yes. If you don't stir the mind, oh no. Alright, now listen to this. Sometimes, people live in sin and do not realize how far they have gone. When you stir up their pure mind, there's a pure mind that is lying in there. That must be stirred up. Yes. Because the mind can now become a corrupt, depraved, base mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, there are people who convert every good thing into evil. When they see this, everything is like this. Instead of seeing souls, you see a lot of girls, instead of seeing souls, like potential people you can sleep with. Oh? Because when you see them, it's like, in your eyes. Because your mind is corrupt. Every picture you see is converted into something, because it's the mind. Sound mind. Pure mind. I'm setting up your pure mind. You can live in sin. Look, it will never, in Christianity, wrong things don't automatically become right. You must stir it up. So that's why we preach. Sometimes you have to stir up your minds unto righteousness, unto holiness, to see that what you are doing is sin. And the Bible says that every soul that sinneth, it shall die. It shall die. It shall die. Sin destroys a people, the Bible says. So we stir you up to wake up from your sins. You know, there are people who are in sin. They can't see it. How can a man who is working, who has no responsibility of taking care, you have children but you're not taking care of them, who receives good salary, need money? Why? You live alone. You are taking care of only yourself. Only yourself. Need money. Because you are into girls. Every weekend, you go for prostitutes, you go for girls. You have called girls who come, and then they'll be touching you for money. Touch you, who will hold you to, so that you have things and you pay them. How can you? It's also another addiction. Now then you are borrowing money from people. You call people, so I have some money that is coming. You know, I need money. Because you are now, your mind is now gone bad. Now we have to tell them, this is killing you. You will die in this. And he can't see it. A girl is giving herself, you can't even believe it, keeping yourself to perversion. You have 5 boyfriends. You'll be surprised. You see, this A, when you say A, it's like, it's good to help the preaching, but Charlie, it's true. Church people, and I'm preaching to church people. Christians, I'm not preaching at the crusade, I'm preaching to church people. They are sitting in church, but you have a sugar daddy, and you don't want us to talk about it. You have a man who is married, who is a man on the side, who you have been sessioning the man, and he also sessions you with money. It's not a joke, oh. Pays rent for you. You talk about, oh, no, God, I didn't have money. I need that. See, because now you need that rent. So now your body is in exchange for rent. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So I'm stir up your mind to know that wrong doesn't become right because of anything's wrong. It's so wrong. And look, you have to tell yourself these things. You must tell yourself. And wake up. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Why is it that students, sometimes you are even struggling to have fees. Everyone, students, everyone, it's like a competition, iPhone competition in the class. They don't even know how to use the phone. iPhone. Of course, that is why a car will come and park and just call you. And you will also move towards the car. Because you want an iPhone. The competition in the class has stirred you up. And you cannot stay away from this. One day, you know, I'll tell you a story. iPad, when iPad came. You know, you must think, oh, stir up your mind. There are things to think on. Prophet says here that demons work by imparting thoughts. You must know that sometimes your mind has been, see, when you watch pornography for a long time, even in your mind and then your ears, you'll be hearing pornographic sounds. You're hearing so many oohs, because you have been watching oohs. Those who understand what I'm saying. Yes, so in your mind, that's the music that's playing. How many of you, sometimes you are walking, you know that a song is, you know, a worship song is heard. It's the same way a song that you watched in the desert, a type of music, pornographic song. It's playing in your mind. You have soaked in hours every day. We shut 5 to 8 hours a day. What do you think that a worship song will be playing in your mind? Your mind is gone. Now your mind is filled with that. Watch the pictures on your mind is that. The more you watch, the more concrete your mind is becoming in those areas. That's why the Bible says that. So he says that there are things that you stir up your mind to think on certain things. He says that if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these. Philippians chapter 4 verse 18. Think on these. Tell somebody, think on these. Think on these. Stir up your mind to think. Stir up your mind to think. Stir up your mind to think. Huh? You don't know that you are gone. Your life is sin. Stir up your mind to know that this is wrong. It is still wrong. When iPad came, I was telling you that story. iPad 1 or 2 had just come. One came. The first one didn't have a camera. I think the second one had a camera. I forgot it. But around 2010, there were some people, I'm so, oh, wow, you know, so I like gadgets. So I like gadgets are nice, but I don't follow them a lot, like having gadgets now. So, no. iPad, will you get one? So there were a lot of these things around. I had money at that time to buy one. So I even told somebody, oh, can you get somebody to buy it? So I'll put money together so that I'll get some from America also, then I'll pay. Then I didn't. Then there was somebody who had. But I realized that the person was forcing me to buy because that one didn't have the camera, because I think that the person had a new one. And I said no. Then the pressure was mounting. I was thinking about it. But at this point, I decided to buy. I had a place in Accra. I called my guy. I said, do you have so I can get some for you? You know, I was there and I thought about it. I said, am I under pressure? I feel that I'm buying this because I'm under pressure. I don't like that. Why is that? And I felt that it was not a holy pressure. The stirring was not like it's just for. I asked myself, what will I do with this? No, I didn't know so much about it. What am I going to do with this? How am I going to? What is the motive? Because I must understand why I need it so much. Because I've not even had one to explore, to know, read so much about. So why am I just going to buy this thing? This is so expensive. I don't know so much about it. I just come. It was new in the system. I said, no, I won't buy it. I said, no, I just said, I ended it. Tell the person in America, I'm not buying a car, and I'm not buying again. I closed my mind. Just some few months later, two or 3 months later, I got the latest iPad with books, Bibles, and I was taught how to use it. Free. I never bought it. My first iPad, I never bought it. Yes. Your ability to think and get yourself out, because the thing, pressure will come. I got it for free. My first iPad, I got it for free. It's not a blessing. How many of you would like to get that my iPad? The one, the first one I had. If it is good, because it had a camera, books. If you get that car, you like. Yes. If you get, you like. It's a blessing. Are you there?
Yeah.
So I'm showing you that the fact that everybody has doesn't mean you should put your life at risk and in danger. Stir up your mind. Tell somebody, stir up your mind. You are becoming a thief because you're under pressure. Stir up your mind unto righteousness. Stir up your mind unto good works. If you don't stir it up and it is just there, the mind that is not stirred up is never in use. Think, there are things. The mind has been given a particular path that it must walk on. Think, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these. Think on this. Think on. There's a book I got from my website. I saw it somewhere and I don't know, somebody bought it for me. I saw it somewhere. Think on this. Think on this. Your mind must have a thinking path. Don't stray. Don't stray. Don't take a detour. Think on this. We have been instructed to think on specific things. That's it. It's right there. Your mind has a syllabus. If you see, you are a science student. There's a syllabus that is given to you. Go and learn business and go and sit in the science exam. You'll see what will happen to you. That's why people don't do well. People fail. You fail in life. You fail in so many things because what you are doing, your mind is not on what you must think about. So you will fail. That's it. You can't think about everything. You can't be on social media looking at every nonsense. Your mind is filled with junk. You are watching everything. You are watching football. After football was wrestling. After wrestling was athletics. After athletics was what? Nonsense. Then somebody has come. Somebody has come showing for you. Watch everything. Your mind is made up of everything. Meanwhile, you have not done your assignments that you are supposed to present in school. Are you not a fool? A fool. So sometimes people fail because of this. If there be any virtue, think of. Just think on this. Instruction. Think on this. There are things that your mind, there's a path for your mind. Huh? Now, many people sometimes are stirred up in other areas. Because you don't stir up your mind to think on specific things. Think a little deeper. Think about your life. Think when you go to a funeral, it's better. The Bible says it is better to go to the house of mourning than the house of feasting. For there instead that, so that the living may lay it to his heart. The living, you lay to your heart, so that you will think deeply. That you see that an old woman or an old man is laid to rest. Whatever, an average midstream 40-year-old person, 45. 16, 17, they are dead. You have to think about your life. And think about the fact that, is this all that there is? See, people walk about, they are like on top of the world. Think a bit deeper. Think, and you will realize that it's nothing. This is not all there is. People showcasing money and just, is that all that there is? Money. You have not been to the hospital to see a rich man who has money. I'll tell you a story of a rich man. This story, a man who got a hospital, bought a hospital from somebody, got acquired it. Got old, the hospital became bigger. He fell sick. Now people were working in the hospital, his hospital. He was brought in an ambulance to the hospital. There were so many people in the hospital. He was in a queue. He died. His own hospital. His hospital in Ghana. I'm not joking. In Ghana. He was not giving priority. He was not delayed because the people didn't know him as the owner. He was the one who was owning the hospital. Hey, life, it's not all that you are seeing. There are so many things about life. Think. When you start behaving funny, as a young person, you feel you're on top of the world. Man, to win who pay for it, and you see mama said, the young people of today, is that not how they behave? It's crazy. You are telling a 90-year-old person who can come to church on her own. She has come to church and she comes to church every Sunday. Mommy, sorry. Hey, mommy, how we? Look, be careful. Think on this. Advise people. Think a bit. That people, you talk to them, they won't understand. That you think. Sometimes I say, wives, you have to also think. Think about things. Think about the fact that you have been married, though. You could have been there. Among the sea of women who have not been chosen. You see, you have to always think about marriage like Esther. There were a lot of ladies. One needed to be taken. They spent 6 months doing so many things so that one of them will be chosen. And one of them was chosen, Esther. She was grateful because one was deposed. Just think. You can be deposed. If you think about Esther, don't think about marriage only. Think about the fact that every position you occupy, you can be deposed. You can be removed. Since you came in, it means you can go out. You can go out. Whatever position you hold and whatever you have, even the money you have, anything you have, you are given. Think. To make you act well. You be humble. Yes. Be humble. What are you? Who are you? And so what? Think on this. How many of you are going to think? Yeah. Think, okay, young people, you have time. You have that as you come to church, think on the message. That's why you must have podcasts. Are you on podcasts? You're on podcasts. Why are you not? You should be on if you are not on podcasts. Podcasts. You must follow the right people. You must have, if you must delete your podcast, first person, install. Thank you. What means podcast? Install. Subscribe. Listen. The messages are flowing. My podcast is there. This message, you can't just listen to this message and that's the end. You see, I'm not talking to Mama Sawyer. I'm talking to you, but she's more active than you on these things. on social media. She responds on WhatsApp platform. She's a flow prayer. She's in. You. Your phone. Bring your phone. I'll show you something. So what young people do with their phone? Oh, give me your phone. I'm not going into it. Don't worry. It's pause. Your phone. Okay. Oh. God will help you, okay? Raise your hand. Father, open a door for this brother to get a smartphone. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give me your phone. No, you. Why are you going to the next person? You know what they do? Your phone. Hey, iPhone. Hey, young people, how do you get iPhone? That is expensive. And you are not working, so we wonder how you get it. I hope you are not betting, you know. Look, don't fool around with betting, you know. It will destroy you. You see, instead of listening to your phone, smartphone for podcasts every day, and it's not bad, every day. Hey! You will fall into the gutter. No, we like the youthfulness, the young, so do it, but have you listened to this message, the last week's message, have you listened to it? If you listen to it, you've not. Taking unnecessary pictures, which will not help you. Meanwhile, that's which will help you. That as I'm preaching about even your mind, it's another area. I don't want to even go to where I start on the mind. Your mind filled with whatever evil thing. Amen. Clap your hands. My time is up. How many of you have enjoyed this? How many of you have realized that there are things that you must pay? Look. When your mind, the mind there, I'll tell you something about the mind. Stir up your pure conscience. Stir up your mind. There are things that your mind will begin to, you have to bring it back. It's not like it won't come. The bird can fly over your head, but don't allow it to sit on it. If it's flying, you can feel that it's flying over your head, but as it is coming to you, it says, no, you can't sit here. I know you are out there. You are telling me that everybody can be in the class. But you can't sit here. Don't allow the thoughts of jealousy, evil. But when it comes, now, swipe it. Swipe it from above your head. Swipe it. Evil company, whatever you come, swipe them away. Don't think evil. When somebody comes with evil thoughts and evil conversations, swipe the thoughts and say, we can't concentrate here. We will not do it. Yes. Stir up your mind. The mind, if you don't stir it up, that's why minds that have been stirred up have created aeroplanes. And minds that have not been stirred up are just, sometimes are just fighting. They've not created anything, but they are fighting over what has been created for them. Something has been created for you. You are fighting, using it to fight. You couldn't create it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So let's stir up our minds. That's the blessing. If you stir up your mind, many good things. Sometimes many people, I'll tell you, I'll end with this. There are many people in the book, Prophet tells a story of a mind who was stirred up by emotions. Now, there are many aspects of you, including your mind. Sometimes your emotions are stirred up, but your mind is not stirred up. So, when your emotions are stirred up, you can misbehave. Hey, I don't agree. You are shouting on top of your head. Shouting. Not on top of your voice, your head. Shouting. Hey, nobody can calm you. Nobody can talk to you. I've decided I will do that. As for me, when I go off, that's how it is. So I don't mind any. Hey, as for me, I want plug. When I get to this point, hey, my friend. You see, a pastor, huh, who was stirred up by his emotions, who couldn't stir up his mind to think. The wife had gotten him angry. Huh? Wives will always, if you are married, at least once a day, your wife will get you angry. I mean, if you marry for 50 years, as you are the most loving, you are the A-plus husband and marriage, like nothing. There will be something. Definitely. If you are married. Abba! My wife will do something to make you angry. Or, it doesn't mean take a cutlass and cut off his head. Think! So when you see that somebody is sitting married for years, it's not like he hasn't gotten angry before. Now people who get angry, just lift your head, pow! You slap the person. You'll get angry, not that you are beating the person. Why? Stir up. Now, that's your emotion that is stirred up. If you think, you wouldn't do this. Now, this pastor was angry and picked a gun. Broad daylight, knowing that there are cameras all around, shots that are po-po-po's, and yeah, it's like as though you said you killed the person, you killed the person. What is the next step from there? You will never see real life again. That's the truth. Because they will consider that your mind is a mind that is not, it's not a normal mind for society. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, because as he thinketh, so he sees. As a man thinketh, as a man, the Bible says, as he thinketh in his heart, so he is. So is he. Proverbs 23. Are you there? So they will cage you. Now you'll be in the cage forever. Huh? This person, do you think he will come out? Shot, took a gun, broad day. It's not like you even did the murder and said that, oh, I didn't do it. No, broad day, knowing that everybody, he was so stirred up that he didn't even think about the cameras. Yes, your emotions were stirred up. You should have thought that this is the end of your life. You have killed the person is gone, but you are finished. Either you are going to be killed, or you spend the rest of your life knowing that this is a dangerous person for society. If we leave him, he will marry another lady and kill the lady. Because he managed to deceive somebody and then marry the person, and then after some time, you don't understand what it means to marry. You don't have the balance of emotions and mind that will make you marry and stay married in peace and in war. In peaceful times and in war times in the marriage. When war arises now, you take a gun in them. We don't take guns in marriage. Hey, well, it's like you are treating your wife as an armed robber. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? Yes. That is what I'm saying. So, if you don't stir up your mind, many things go wrong. And this person is a real life. I mean, I'm sure you know the story. Yes. But you saw the video. You saw the video. You've seen the video. Pow, 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 pow. How? Is this person normal? Yes, they will actually do a brain test to find out, this person is not normal. But God is with us. Tear it up. How many are going to stir things up? Clap your hands, stand to your feet. Beautiful. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this opportunity and this privilege to be here. Lift up your hands and just pray that you are able to stir up many things. You stir up your memory. You stir up your mind. You stir up yourself against idolatry, idol worship, using charms and having all these idol elements in your life and in your home. Lift up your hand and stir up yourself. Father, we pray. Balo setara mana kasatara. Jesus. Palande le bozika. Tarambe. Soteria balaza. Thank you, Jesus. That this morning we are being stirred up. We are being stirred up. Many things are being stirred up in our lives. Many things are being stirred up. Many things. Many things. Many things. Many things. The lion in us is being stirred up. We are being stirred up against idol worship. We are being stirred up to remember. Stirred up. Our conscience. I see somebody's conscience is becoming pure from today because you have been stirred up. The pure part of your mind has been stirred up. And today your mind, that pure aspect of your mind is taking over in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We bless you for this blessing. And everybody said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbedu@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.